This next question, I want to get it in only because we have other questions that we want to take up tomorrow, and I don't want them to kind of back up. This is a quick answer question. Can the Lord give someone the gift of singleness who doesn't want it?
Not can, would. It's all a matter of perspective. I would encourage us that it could be, and I'm speaking from personal experience, not my personal experience, but my wife's personal experience. The Lord preserved her for 33 years for me. I was married before. My wife passed away, and my current wife, felt that at 33, you know, who's going to want me? At 33, biological clock's ticking, at 33, all these things that we were talking about. And it's not that the Lord kept her from being married. The Lord preserved her for me. And what a helpmate, help fit, I like to say. I mean, she completes me. And so, really, it's a matter of he's not punishing you, he's preserving you. He's not withholding from you, he's withholding you for perhaps someone else, perhaps. And so, don't look at it as a negative. A lot of us know Sister, who was Sister Peg Cochran. Mm. She lived much of her life as a single sister who served the Lord, and she felt she was always going to be single. Brother Naeem Suarez, the Lord took his wife home, took Nadia home, and all of a sudden, when he was ready, he showed interest, and the rest is history because they're married. And she went around telling sisters about accepting singlehood from the Lord. And what happened is then she got married. And she felt guilty for all those messages that she shared with sisters because she's telling them, you know, just accept it. And now it looks like she didn't accept it. But she did accept it. And the Lord was preserving her for Brother Naeem. So I just encourage us, it's a matter of perspective. Listen, I know the plans that I have for you. Mm-hmm. They're plans for good, not for evil. And so look at the positive from God's. He created you. He knows you. He wants the very best for you. And he's going to provide the very best. And he knows what that is.
Well, that's it for today's question time. We have about two or three more questions that we'll take up tomorrow, and if there are more questions that come today, we will try to take them up, and we are planning, if necessary, that after the session tomorrow we will hang around as long as possible for those who are in, you know, want to have some more discussion and look into some more of the questions.
Mark, could I just
plug
a book?
Sure. Can somebody pass the microphone back?
Same topic.
Just hold on one moment, David, because the sessions are being recorded. Thank you.
Just plugging a book. Single and Satisfied by Tony Evans. I think it would be very helpful in complementing the comments that were just made.